First time you've been on the field in a while. How did it feel to get back out there?
Feel great. Really did. Get my feet underneath me. Get that experience, that vibe of all the fans. That interaction with my teammates again, that excitement. It was great.
Two targets, two catches, 87 yards and a touchdown. So I'd say it was fairly efficient for you as well. Let's go to the first play on that third down. Picked up over 40 yards. What happened there?
Double move route. We worked it all week at practice. Not here, but in Cleveland. We wanted to save it for the game, and it worked to perfection. At least we wish I would have stayed in bounds to try to get some more yards, hopefully a touchdown. But we did pretty well with it. I think we did the most we could.
All right, let's go to the touchdown now. Pre-snap, what was the call? What did you see before even the ball snapped there?
I think it was a safety was rolled away, so it was cover three. Look, and my cornerback, Brent Grimes, he was off quite a ways, and Griff gave me a look in the huddle and said, you know, if we get the right look on this play, you know, just be ready. And I said, okay. You know, and sure enough, he looked my way and threw it deep. Luckily, I just dug out as hard as I could and tried to position for the ball. Seeing the trajectory of it a little bit inside, he tried to wall me off, and I kind of tried to just move him by and jump in there and make a play on it.
What went through your mind when you caught it and you knew it was a touchdown?
Oh, man. It was, it's been a long time since I, you know, been in the end zone. So it was exciting, that's for sure. Bunch of emotion running through my mind. But at the same time, you know, just trying to remember it's a preseason game, you know, and hopefully we got a lot more of these to go. And, yes. You know, just got to be professional about it. But I was definitely happy.
When you came back, what did Robert say to you or any of your teammates?
Oh, he kept saying, I told you. Yeah, but no, Robert usually calls him. You know, he has that talent for doing that. And he says he's going to do it, he usually makes it happen. So.
It's been a pass play of at least 40 yards now in all three preseason games. Is this just going to be a big play offense? Is that something that's just going to be a staple of what the Browns do?
I think it should be. I definitely think that should be one of our main characteristics as a football team, as an offense. We got the guys, we got the talent and the depth to go out there and make plays on offense. And Coach Jackson, that's exactly what he wants to do. He wants to attack the field, attack the defense, and get it moving.
You said when he scored that touchdown, there were a lot of emotions. I imagine when you put the uniform on and stepped out here and played in the game again with all that you've been through, what did it mean to you to be back tonight?
Oh, man, it really meant a lot. A lot of things I probably couldn't even put to words at the moment, you know, because I've been practicing so long. It's a preseason. A lot of people overlook the preseason, but for me, it's been a tremendous experience, and I'm happy every day to be out there with my teammates and the coaches, and you know, I take it all in every second of it, and that was just the icing on top for me.
Next week, hopefully you'll get some action, but it'll be the first time that you're able to put the uniform on and go and perform in front of the home fans of the Cleveland Browns. What will that mean to you?
I think that'll probably be even more of a monumental experience for me, at least personally. Get back in front of the dog pound, you know, where it all began, and get the fans something to look forward to and something to cheer about, and a lot of positivity, and do it consistently on a regular basis with this new team.
I'm sure you've looked at the schedule week five when you're able to come back at home, New England Patriots. What's that going to be like? You know, the preseason, I know you said it's preseason, don't overlook it, but when you get to come back for the regular season, what's that going to be like for you?
Oh, man, just that's a long way down the road, but I definitely got my mind on it. It's hard not to think about it and not to notice it. I think I'll be ready for sure. We got the right people here that'll have me training during the entire suspension, and I'll make sure I do everything I can do to be out there that fifth week and be prepared to go out there and make plays and help us win that game.